This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
That's right, it is. Free Talk Live, and it is Mark with you, Chris.
And Conan.
Live Thursday edition of Free Talk Live, and you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. You know, on Free Talk Live, we often cover the stories that other shows don't, but there are some stories that we've got to cover because they're just such a big deal. In this case, it's Freddie Gray. The officer that was driving the van that in which Freddie Gray apparently ended up dead has been found not guilty on all charges in the city of Baltimore.
For the common practice of a rough ride.
Yes.
Is that what they refer to it as?
That's what the claim is.
Everybody
are they blaming it? Are they blaming it on the potholes, maybe, perhaps?
Apparently... he's not guilty. That's all that matters, right? Like a court has found him that way.
Yeah.
I guess the question I ask myself in circumstances like this is, if this was you or me, and we didn't have the protections of a uniform and a badge, would we have been found not guilty? If we had an unarmed person with us, in custody, handcuffed, and we put them in our vehicle, and they ended up, at the end of the line, dead.
Mm-hmm.
Would we have ended up found not guilty?
I'm going to say no.
It seems unlikely. I don't feel like the judicial system, the legal system, I shouldn't call it judicial, it's certainly not a justice system, the legal system would leave me alone on this.
Of course. You have prosecutors that work closely with police. I mean, they both have the same interests.
Well, in this case, the prosecutors apparently wanted the police, right? Like, you know, they went after him.
I get it. But did they do all the research? Did they present a convincing case? Or did they sort of softball the whole thing?
Well, let's see what CBS Local Baltimore says here. Officer Caesar Goodson, who was driving the police van inside which Freddie Gray suffered his fatal neck injury last April, has been found not guilty of second-degree depraved heart murder by Baltimore City Circuit Court Judge Barry Williams. Goodson, 46, has been found not guilty on all charges of manslaughter, assault, misconduct in office, and reckless endangerment. I mean, it doesn't sound like much here at reckless endangerment. Nope, 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 nope.
Right.
Goodson waived his right to trial by jury. And by the way, that generally is considered a bad idea. So, in the case of the police have almost all, the first two have done this, it seems odd to me.
So this was just the attorneys and the judge and the defendant.
Yep, the judge is just deciding if he's guilty or not.
So in my opinion, that is... because I was going to ask before we even opened this article, is like, well, what did the jury of his peers say about this?
Because,
if he did go in front of his peers...
He did go in front of his peers. A government employee.
His government employees. Exactly. But if it had been me off the streets, I would have been like, yeah, this guy at least was reckless and endangered the life of this guy. Maybe it wasn't manslaughter, but I would have thrown one of those charges at him. But this guy didn't get any of them.
Well, let's go on, because I think that I bet I know which direction this went. Gray, a 25-year-old black man from the Sandown-Tan area of Baltimore, died in his of his injury on April 19th, 2015. A week later, Baltimore City Police officers put him in the back of Goodson's van, handcuffed and shackled, but unrestrained by a seatbelt. So, no seatbelt.
Do they even have seatbelts in the back of the van? Or is it like the school bus, where it's, you know...
It's a tough situation, so when you have somebody shackled with their hands shackled at their waist, they can't move them around, usually a chain running down to their feet, and then you run a seatbelt around them. If there's, an accident where the van catches fire, what's going to happen to that person?
Right.
Roasted criminal.
Yeah.
Or roasted convict.
So you... are much more likely to get the corrections officer to take a little time to unlock the door to let you come out of the burning vehicle rather than unlock the door, go into the burning vehicle, undo your safety belt, and then you know, the two of you scramble out. That just, you know.
Yeah, but these vans only, they only flip over in the movies, Mark. How often are these police vans catching fire?
I don't know that.
Go ahead. I just sit here and I hear this and I go, this is such a stretch. The Baltimore police have this long, well-known history of giving the rough ride. When you want to rattle somebody, when you want to punish them a little bit or a lot, they throw them in the back, they don't put on their seat belt, they shackle them, and they bounce them off the walls all the way to where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
And for anybody to sit here and honestly go, well, you know, we forgot to buckle his seatbelt. It's just a stretch.
I don't know. I mean, do they ever have a seatbelt? Seatbelts are only important when it's time to hand you a ticket. When they're putting a whole bunch of kids on a giant school bus,
right?
No problem. They don't have to be buckled in.
Or the motorcycle officer that pulls you over.
Right, the motorcycle officer, which, by the way, putting seatbelts on a motorcycle is stupid,
yeah.
But it doesn't change the fact that, you know, you realize at that point, when it's a motorcycle officer, well, that seatbelts, safety isn't the issue here.
In this twisted system that we have, though, police ought to be, and rightfully should be, responsible for the health and welfare of people that they take into custody. Some people aren't going to like that. I'm sorry. You think they're criminals. It doesn't matter. You should be treated any way you're not. Well, he's not a criminal.
If this had
the
been,
kid was picked up, he hasn't been charged with a crime.
He's not found guilty.
If this had been a security guard in a store who maybe wrestled someone and ended up breaking their arm or any other kind of injury.
Yeah, liability would have been huge.
It would have been, yeah.
Right.
That store would be getting sued, which is why a lot of stores are doing away with security guards in general and just keeping the video cameras out, and that's it. That's all they've got to go on these days. But, I mean, yeah, if it had been one of us or a security guard or, you know, any other person and not someone who is, you know, with the blue, they would have thrown the book at him.
After the verdict was read, protesters began chanting, "Murderer! Murderer! Murderer!" over and over again outside the courthouse. Inside the court, with high security present, people were quiet. There were a few people shaking their heads. Some were emotionless, says WJZ's Michael Helgren. The judge said that the evidence for conviction simply was not there, and that there was no way that Goodson would have known that Freddie Gray was injured until the van's final stop at the Western District Police Station, which is where a medic was called. The prosecution's theory of the case did not fit the facts that they were presented, which clearly troubled Judge Williams. Williams also chided the state for using the term "rough ride," calling it a highly charged term that they failed to define.
So it sounds like the judge was not happy with the results, even though he was the one who handed it down. Maybe he knows something we don't.
Well, he wasn't happy, but then at the same time, he wouldn't let the prosecution use the term "rough ride," which is so many people say is, you know, is an own fact. I don't know.
Common parlance. I mean, it,
well, I mean,
I'd love to hear a caller from Baltimore calling.
I mean, if I'm in my Jeep, you know, charging down some New Hampshire dirt trail, you know, I might call it a rough ride, or I might call the roller coaster ride that I just was on a rough ride. I mean, he's saying it's hard to define.
Sure.
So, I mean,
right. It's not in the police manual, Judge. They don't have the term "rough ride" in the police manual. Look, I spent 8.5 years in prison, and I can tell you that there were certainly times that inmates made up the story about getting their butt beat by officers. But I can also tell you that there are a few inmates that got their that accidentally fell up the staircase.
Fell up the staircase.
you know, it happened more than once. I can tell you in one circumstance, for whatever reason, an officer decided that he wanted to give me a hard time, put me in handcuffs, and he was kneeing me in the leg and punching me in the gut and that kind of thing. Now, you know, I was part of the little boxing squad. I could handle a punch in the gut. It's not like he was intending to bust me up or anything like that. He was basically hazing me, I think was probably the best way to describe it.
Sounds like a bully to me, taking out his anger from the day on the nearest the nearest meat cushion.
You can say that if you want. I really like the guy, but you know, I'll admit that he died. He committed suicide over a drunk driving arrest. And, you know, he was a troubled guy. There's no doubt about it. But you know, that's a minor thing that happened to me. I saw major stuff happen to some of those guys. The number is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. What do you think about this this Freddie Gray stuff? 855-450-3733. Once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Thursday edition. We're talking about Freddie Gray and, well, looks like the officer that was responsible for getting him from point A to point B Well, he was found not guilty on all charges, not just murder charges, but sort of reckless endangerment and things like that. It's Mark with you.
Chris.
And Conan.
The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And Free Talk Live is headed to San Francisco. Been a little while.
San Francisco.
Been a little while since we've been out in California, and I'm excited to head back. We're going to D10E. That's, by the way, for those who want to know, it's a numeronym for decentralize. It's the first event of its kind, specifically focused on exploring the innovative, decentralizing ideas and technologies transforming the world quickly. D10E explores decentralization under four main pillars: blockchain and fintech. So financial technology is what fintech means, and obviously I'm kind of into that blockchain stuff. The sharing economy, which I think my wife's going to be very interested in. The future of work and disruptive tech and culture. Featured speakers are John McAfee, going to be, the former Libertarian presidential candidate. Obviously, the guy who's responsible for that thing that pops up in front of your computer all the time.
I hate that guy.
And is now working on the Vote Different initiative. And Andreas Antonopoulos, he's a technologist, serial entrepreneur, and author of Mastering Bitcoin. And frankly, just one of the greatest speakers I've ever seen speak. D10E is July the 19th and 20th at the Marriott Marquis. And all you got to do is go to d10e.com. Tickets are not outrageous. Many of these events, you can see ticket prices that are very, very high. They're on sale now. Space is limited. Cannot guarantee you that they will be there forever. You can go use the code FTL to save 10% off the price. And while they last... by the way, yeah, that code FTL is not going to help you. There's not a block of tickets that are saved for Free Talk Live. Just if you buy that, you'll save 10%. It's at the Marriott Marquis, July the 19th and 20th in San Francisco, D10E.com. By the way, the Jason King, Tatiana Moroz, good friends of the show, they're going to be there. We're excited. Let's go to Skype. Our username is lrn.fm on Skype, and you'll hear the sound difference. Michael W. Dean is on Skype, and
ooh.
Yeah, but he sounds pretty good.
From Porkfest?
Nah, I'm not at Porkfest. I couldn't make it. I was too sick to go. But do you guys know who the rocker Gigi Allen was?
That's a negative here. Tell us about him.
Okay, I know who he is. I just want
to... Yeah, he go ahead.
Yeah, well, Gigi Allen is a... I would call him punk rock because I would have heard of him from, but he was sort of noted for his extreme drug use. And
he looks like American History X.
Just doing horrifying things on stage, cutting himself, and yucky stuff.
Huh. He had a really small penis, too. He liked to get naked, and he had no shame about, like... I mean, he had a peanut down there, but he liked to take his audience for a rough ride and, beat up his crowd. But it was voluntary. There's exit doors at rock concerts. And right. I actually really liked his music and liked him sort of.
He's legendary.
What was it
about his music? I didn't think it was impressive in any way.
Some of the earlier records are kind of anthemic. There's some good tunes.
Okay.
You know, it's good punk rock and roll done well.
All right.
In the studio, but then live, they rarely finish three songs before, the club took the mics, turned it off, or the police showed up, or, he ended up in jail or the hospital a lot. He liked to bring the sepsis back to rock and roll. You know, he'd cut himself and then poo on the stage and then jump in the poo. And he died of a heroin overdose. He said he's going to kill himself on stage, but he kind of wimped out and accidentally died of a heroin overdose. And he was born in Lancaster, New Hampshire, where Porkfest is, at the Weeks Memorial Hospital, which is where you'll go if you get seriously injured and free aid can't help you at Porkfest.
That's true.
And, and I call it the James Weeks, the Third Memorial Hospital. I think it should be renamed because there's a little bit of Gigi Allen in James Weeks. He brought some sepsis, I think, to the Libertarian Party, and they needed it. But so Gigi Allen's grave is nearby in Littleton, New Hampshire, and it's kind of become like a rock and roll mecca, like Jim Morrison's grave was, but with more pee-pee and poo-poo.
And blood.
Yeah.
And blood. Yeah, like people, if you search Gigi Allen's grave on Google Images. There's tons of pictures of people relieving themselves on his grave. So the Catholic priest who owns the cemetery, which cemeteries are a kind of weird quasi-public-private land, like, you know.
Right.
If they were private land, they wouldn't pass laws to keep people from, you know, protesting dead gay soldiers or whatever it is. You know, so they're kind of weird public property thing. So the priest removed his headstone so people couldn't find his grave, but they left the, like, base, and then they removed the base so
people couldn't find it at all.
I had Derek J and some other fiends go there the other day, hold up a Bipcot flag on the grass where the grave used to be. We found it. We Bipcotted it. And we got the exact GPS coordinates.
Yes.
And the way we did it was we had Derek J set up a cell 411 private cell with me and then sent me a video that says, I'm being bullied. Help, I'm being bullied at Gigi Allen's grave. And, of course, I wrote back and said, yes, I'll be there to help in 2.5 days or whatever. So so we got the GPS coordinates. So I made this Android app called Find Gigi Allen's Grave. And it gives you step by step, like it will guide you to his grave and show you the exact site. It's on the Google Play Store and the Amazon Store and the Freedom Fiends blog. So
does it spit out coupons for toilet paper?
No, but, you know, it shows nearby businesses. It's done through Google Maps, you know, and it reads out the directions. The police station in that town is right up the road, too, so.
You just made this groundskeeper's day.
Yeah, right. Yeah, man.
Signs of guns, they found him again. I'm envisioning groundskeeper Willie from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
The poor Scottishman out there just having to clean poo up every day.
He'll kill you.
I don't want people to go poo on it, but I don't want it to be hidden. I think for historic value, you know, we needed to have the Find Gigi Allen's Grave app for free. I think it'll become more popular than Angry Birds. It kind of sounds like the name of the game. Find Gigi.
It does, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for all your hard work on this, Michael.
Yes, indeed.
I do what I can.
What do you do when you don't go to Porkfest? I just stay at home and create nonsense like apps.
Havoc.
Yes.
Gigi would be proud. Michael W. Dean from
hate it. I think Gigi would hate the internet. It was he died in 93. There was barely an internet.
Yeah, that was early days. Early days.
You wouldn't like
Michael W. Dean from the Freedom Fiends. You can find him on freedomfiends.com?
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Oops.
Oh, cut his worms off. Yeah. Worms!
So what Freedom Fiends is this basically the only other radio program out there that takes a hard-line liberty look at the issues. Free Talk Live, I'd say, runs sort of a more mainline show than they do, but they've got some good hosts over there, and it can be very entertaining to listen to.
Oh, yeah. So,
let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Well, actually, I'm going to... I got an idea what she's going to talk about. Cars.
Something about roads, street signs, cameras, buses. Yeah.
Section 8 housing.
855-450-3733. If you're interested in this Freddie Gray thing, we're discussing it. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Chris. And Conan.
You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind this Thursday evening. I'll tell you about Jax. This is a Bitcoin wallet, is the terminology they use for it. Essentially, it's an account, several accounts that all fuse into one, in which you keep Bitcoin, Ethereum's currency, that's called Ether, and DAO tokens. So this is the first wallet that I know of that will take all three of these, and I think the only one. And it's also just a really great wallet. There's a lot of them out there that don't function as well as Jax does, and I'm excited as I could possibly be about it. All the data is stored client-side. That's your side. They don't keep your coins. They never have possession of your money, and this is one of the most important things. If you're keeping your money at one of these exchanges, you know, that's what happened to the people at MT Gox. One of the reasons Bitcoin took it on the chin there for a couple of years was because a whole bunch of people kept their money where they shouldn't.
Yep.
I told people on this show, if you've got your money at MT Gox still, you're being foolish. Or I might have said you were a fool, but I should watch my words. Whatever. It's easy to back up. It's really easy to back up. I just had to switch over computers. Oh, Windows. Thanks, Microsoft. You sent me an update that crashed my friggin' computer. And I think a whole bunch of people around the country this is true for. And I had to reinstall everything. By the way, now I have a dual boot for Ubuntu, and I'm attempting to move on over.
Good for you. We like to hear that.
But nonetheless, I had to reinstall Jax. It was easy. There was other things that were harder than reinstalling Jax. All my coins, blink, right there. No problem, no sinking feeling in my stomach, nothing like that. It's their ultimate aim to build you a digital command center for your life, giving you control over coins, currencies, contracts, identity, and more. Control in the palm of your hand. Get on board now. You want the wallet now so that you're prepared as they release better stuff. These guys are amazing. Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, Jax.io. Let's go to Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you know, I heard on the local morning news that what it is that each state and certain state, they actually have a higher overdose death rate.
Over what death rate?
Overdose.
Yep.
Overdose. Like that rock star that overdosed.
Yeah, gotcha.
Illegal. So then, you know, I just thought that sounded a lot more reasonable than, you know, what they said last week was there's more overdose deaths than hospitalities. And it was actually less. It was like 2,700, I mean, compiled. So, but my thing is
this from illegal drugs or legal drugs?
Or did they separate them?
Kind of like illegals, like overdose illegal drugs. You know?
Yeah, but overdoses can occur from legal drugs too. Particularly, there are a lot of overdoses from, prescription opiate painkillers. That's very, very common, unfortunately.
Also, we see, I've seen stories out there that claim that there are more people in the United States that die from prescription drugs that they were taking properly.
Right.
Than overdoses, significantly more. Go ahead, Sarah.
So, I don't know. The statistics is that I don't know exactly if it's just just illegal drugs only, or it's a combination of overdosing on prescription and combination of that. But my thing is that, you know, I live in New Mexico, and here's the thing is that we have, like, a really high dose of, high rate of overdose deaths and also high auto fatality. So, I'm speculating that New Mexico has about the same, about the same number. You know, you can't say, in our state, they have more people killed by overdose than auto fatalities. I don't buy that, you know, because I think it's about the same amount of people that would die from overdose as getting killed by a car here. You know what I mean?
Cars and drugs are dangerous things, Sarah.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
And a lot of the majority of overdoses, and this is something people really don't talk about, also involve alcohol. So
yeah,
we tend to think of the overdose as the guy, you know, with a needle in his arm, crashed out in some scrungy shooting gallery, but that's really not the case. More often than not, it's somebody who has taken their medicine or shot up or whatever,
yeah,
and taken the alcohol, and you're dealing with two depressants on your body at the same time.
All right, CDC tells me from 1999 to 2014, there were 165,000 deaths to overdose on prescription opioids. So 165,000 in a decade and a half.
That's certainly lower than cars are.
So let me find the actual illegal heroin overdoses, and I bet you it's going to be a lot lower.
Well, I mean, it's illegal.
One other thought that goes on in New Mexico, it's a little bit off my subject, but did you know that we actually had an election about, we voted on to ban the late-term abortion here in the city of Albuquerque?
Okay.
The voters actually voted to ban abortions at 5 months. And then,
and then
we failed it, but we have 9 months in state of New Mexico to abort a fetus, and one out of five abortions is from out of state. So you know how those girls used to go to Mexico to get abortion in the 1950s? Well, now they're coming to New Mexico to get the abortions, you know, because they're getting their clinic shut down in Texas and other states.
Yeah, those late-term abortions, man, I mean, I don't know how anybody's got the stomach for something like that. It's just disturbing, disturbing stuff to me.
Yeah.
I thank you, Sarah. I appreciate the call. I don't know. I get that there's not particularly good answers to the abortion problem. Abortions used to be illegal. Bad things happened. Abortions are legal. Bad things happen. There's not a particularly good solution here for me, but I've got to say that it's, the later in the term it gets, the more disturbing I find it.
I can't do anything, and I can't impose my will on anybody else, but I can just simply say that my ex-wife had a very hard pregnancy with my son, And because she had so many complications, she had many, many, many sonograms. And they started early on, and they went through there, and there was I went into fatherhood pro-choice.
Mm-hmm.
I came out the other way. And that's just me. That's just what it did to me.
I think it did that. Does that to a lot of guys, and this is one of the reasons. I think they don't want to hear guys talk about abortion for whatever reason.
What right do we have to talk about?
Yeah. Why do we get to talk about life?
Yeah. You
know? Yeah. The rights of humans or whatever. The argument seems to be all centered around when does life begin?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's very few people that would say it's okay to kill your 6-month-old baby if they annoy you.
Right.
But the numbers seem to go up when you use terms like abortion and choice and things like that.
Yeah.
And that gets, you know, I mean, my 8-year-old gets a little annoying. When do I get to be, you know, do I get to be pro-choice?
Exactly.
You know, if you... Killing annoying people is illegal for me, and that's why should it be illegal for other people? Let's go on. Dennis calling in from Sarasota. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, just a little background to the story. My girlfriend has epilepsy, and part of the drugs give her high anxiety, and part of that treatment for anxiety was anxiety pills, but those had amazing amounts of symptoms, too. So weed ended up being a better choice. Cannabis was a lot less symptoms than, you know, the anti-anxiety pills. They only gave her the munchies. Well,
right.
So one day she was traveling to a friend's house, and she happened to have her medicine on her, and she had a seizure. Well, she woke up in the hospital, and a cop apparently went through her bag and then followed her to the hospital and found her medicine and said, is this your medicine? I need to know right now. And she just came out of a seizure. If you don't know anything about, you know, when people have seizures,
yeah,
it takes a while for their mind to reboot. They don't come out right away, but instantly started questioning her, in the emergency room, I need to know if this is yours. And she said, if you don't claim this...
Dennis, hold on just one second. I want to hear the rest of this story, and I don't want to rush him through it. Does seem like a time, strange time to be asking people questions, but...
Or an opportune time.
That's right. It's opportune, really, is what it is. The number's 855-450-3733. Do you think police should be able to question anybody anytime, any age, any condition? 855-450-FREE.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have 3 dogs, golden retrievers, and I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the liquor chop. It takes a few minutes every week before the Dynavite. They were overweight. They slept all the time, so now they jump all over me when I'm cleaning up their bowls. They're crazy about this food, and their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. We're talking about the Freddie Gray incident here in Baltimore, the officer getting found not guilty on all charges. I can't say I'm happy or sad about that, but I imagine there's some people that are, I know there's some people that are very shocked. The people outside the courtroom were chanting murderer, murderer, murderer over and over.
Sadly, I'm not shocked. I should be shocked.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. I feel like I should be just surprised that this case, which was egregious, I mean, it was horrific. And in my mind, at least, seeing what evidence did make its way in and into the public eye, I thought it was pretty much a slam dunk. But once again, not the case.
And I'm certainly not saying that every police officer, every time they come in contact with somebody, you know, does something that's illegal or whatever. But one thing's clear is that the oversight, the way the laws are enforced for you and me are different than they are for law enforcement officers. And I told a story that was sort of happened to me. And Dennis called in with a story about his girlfriend who had an epileptic seizure and took, rather than taking the nausea medicine that they gave her, in fact, was using marijuana. Well, the place that they live, Sarasota, Florida, my hometown, was actually the change from internet to Sarasota, Florida. Anyway, oh, there you are, Sarasota, Florida, Dennis. Sarasota, Florida, my hometown. That stuff's not legal. Even doesn't matter if it's for medicine or not. Dennis?
Yeah, and it really should be because it's a lot less dangerous than the anti-anxiety. There's, you know, so many symptoms, but when he was questioning her in the hospital in the emergency room, they went, you know, back and forth twice, and she just basically was almost out of it. Like I said, she's not cognitive when she comes down, but he said, all right, well, do you have a husband? No, I have a boyfriend. Well, if you don't claim this, I'm going to charge him with it. And so they ended up, she said, yeah, it was mine. And he goes, well, all right, then he took the medicine. He also took her $220 in her purse because for some strange reason, if you have large amounts of money, $220 is not that much. It's associated with drug money.
Yeah, you're a drug dealer.
Absolutely.
You know, Anyway, so he went through the emergency contacts in her little flip book, and he called me. And he goes, yeah, do you know Miss Scully? And I said, yeah, I do. Why? What happened? Well, yeah, she's down here at the hospital. She had an epileptic seizure, and I found her, her weed. I said, I'm thinking, oh, crap, she's definitely in big trouble now, going to jail tonight and bail her out. He goes, well, I'll tell you what, I won't get her in trouble, and you can help her out. She already claimed it's hers. I need you to help her by claiming it, too. If you claim it, too, it'll look better on both of you if it's just, both instead of one person taking it.
Because I'm your buddy. I'm your buddy, yeah, and we're going to help you out here.
Right. So, first off, you don't know if what he's telling you is the truth, that she had claimed it already or anything like that. I mean, as far as the timing goes, anytime having a conversation with a police officer and they ask you to admit to something, they said, I'd be happy for you to talk this over with my attorney.
Right.
And I'd like to, I'm going to take my Fifth Amendment rights here. And at this point, I want my attorney, and anything you say after this can no longer incriminate me because I have asked for my attorney and you can talk to them. And at that point, everything's, there's just nothing they can say to you.
Right.
Go ahead, Dennis.
Well, I mean, I just, I got scared and I did the other thing. I just hung the phone up. And She came out of the hospital, and about, I'd say, 3 weeks later, she got arrested and charged with a felony possession of, 18 grams of cannabis. And she went down 19
grams. Isn't that right at the felony level?
Yeah, it is. Like, she, it wasn't, it's not an ounce. It's a little bit less than an ounce, but it's at the felony. They charged her with it, and she had to go, she got arrested. They actually took a tactical squad out on her. She had, four guys come at the door with guns.
They don't have anything else to do with it there.
They really don't. You've lived here. You have to survive it. So this story has a good tale. After, getting a lawyer, going to court, the lawyer did an amazing job. She was actually able to suppress the evidence. And when it went to court, the judge heard about how he questioned her because she had an epileptic seizure. And he goes, you can't get anything out of her. She just had a seizure. She's not cognitive. It would be just the same thing as questioning an unconscious person or a sleeping person. The brain is not fully functional. And so because the evidence got suppressed and because he also illegally questioned, it got thrown out of court. But as we were walking out, the prosecutor meets us at the elevator up in the courthouse and gave me and my girlfriend a nice little stern lecture about the dangers and of marijuana and...
Did you ask him for your weed back?
Yeah, really.
No, you can't get that back.
Where's my $220?
Yeah. Where's your cost for your attorney? You lost that, right?
Yeah, the attorney cost, and then also to be bailed out. $100 for the $1,000 bail. I couldn't get any of that back, but regardless, I'm just happy that she's not, in
jail. Oh, yeah, I'm sure you're happy. Yes, absolutely.
But isn't it horrible that...
Yeah, right.
I understand you're happy. But, dude, your girlfriend's out $220. Her life was turned upside down. Your life was turned upside down. $100 for bail. Plus, you had to hire a lawyer. Yeah.
So it's crazy. Thousands of dollars there.
Yeah, but this could have been a mark on someone's employment record, or record in peer.
I get it.
Something that they have to put on an application for the rest of their lives.
I'm not criticizing the action whatsoever. Yeah. I understand completely. And in your shoes, I'd probably do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I just think it's a horrible statement of where we're at as a country, and that is so un-American. For those of you who believe in the Constitution, you should hear stories like this and go, that thing violates a Bill of Rights 6 ways to Sunday, and it gets done every day.
I can tell you that there are listeners right now to WSRQ, which we're on, I believe, 6 nights a week there our hometown, that are wondering, well, who's that attorney? So,
exactly.
Give them a free plug.
And as far as being un-American, Chris, I'm going to say no. We live and we've lived this entire all throughout the years in a country that is built on slavery, and we got rid of one of them, the color-based slavery. But we just kind of moved into a whole another realm where we're all shackled together and work in the fields.
We're equal.
Yeah,
Dennis, what's the attorney's name?
Andrew Spicola.
Thank you for the, thank you for the call.
Spicola.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Oops, sorry.
I take a little issue with that.
You don't think so? You think that there's more? No.
I think you misunderstand how I use the term American or anti-American. I mean, I tend to think of it as what the ideal of America was when it was founded.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly don't believe that these guys all got together in a room saying, here's how we're going to completely enslave people over the next hundreds of years. I think it was founded with the best intentions. And I think it has gone horribly wrong in a lot of different ways.
But the starting point is slavery. At least half of the room were still, you know, working under the British law. They wanted to, you know, put Washington up there as king. And they wanted
the Federalists. They wanted a federal break
to move straight in there in the first year.
Okay, so hold on. Let's go back. Let's roll this back a little bit. There was a time in human history, geneticists have figured out that one out of every 17 males got to breed.
Yep.
Now, consider how many males must have been living out in sort of the boondocks where they weren't getting neutered, right? And how many eunuchs there were running around the city. Just about everybody in the city who wasn't a noble was a eunuch.
Like physically eunuch? They're just not getting the girls because they're 16th.
I'm terribly sorry. That doesn't occur. That is physically impossible. Slavery was so deeply inculcated into agrarian culture that it was okay to take a young child and to take their testicles off. Mm. That was acceptable behavior.
Well, I mean, you're doing it to all the cattle. You're doing it to everyone. That's what these people are. They're livestock.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how you see them. We've only moved from that by degrees over time. We're still living. Remember, your great-grandparents were pooping in holes in the ground out in the backyard, all right? We are not very far removed, and this is what we've got. We're moving from the slave-master paradigm into something different. Hopefully that thing is going to be human freedom. But what does that human freedom going to look like? Because remember, that's only a paradigm, too. That's only a continuum, too. So how much freedom are we going to get? Are we going to have self-rule? What are these things going to look like? And I don't know the answer to that. But the fact is that we're coming from the starting point of slavery.
Yep.
Slavery is the normal human condition. If you look at all of humans throughout history... Slavery is where we're coming from.
That's why people vote the way they do, for a new king and a queen to take care of them and make decisions for them.
They don't know any different. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.